Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In the last 10 to 20 years, dozens and dozens of books pertaining to the Lord's second coming have poured from the presses. A sampling of these books should be enlightening. The Last Days of Planet Earth, Earth's Final Days, Final Signs, The End, Beginning of the End, and Day of Deception. All of these books have one common denominator. They all predict the imminent coming of Jesus Christ. Some authors went so far as to predict the second coming of Christ on or before the year 2000. Are these preachers and theologians never going to learn from their false prophecies? Do they not realize that men who make predictions that do not come true are false prophets? In the first century, those who made false predictions were called false prophets. Have you ever wondered why the false prophets of our day do not apologize? The Bible says there were mockers in the days of the apostles who denied the facts of Christ's return. They asked, "Where is the promise of His coming?" They were saying, in effect, "He said He would return, but He has not done so." One of the problems those mockers had, and one many modern false prophets have, is trying to set a timetable for the Lord. The truth is, dear friends, no man knows within 1,000 years, within 10,000 years, the time of the Lord's return. The reason they do not know is because they cannot know. The Lord has not provided us with any signs which would help us in setting the date for the second coming. If we needed to know, the Lord would have given us the information. Since He did not tell us the day or the hour or the century or the millennium, it ought to be obvious we do not need to know. The mockers of Peter's day use a very unusual argument to prove that the Lord is not going to return. They said, "Since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were from the beginning of the creation." 2 Peter 3:4. The argument of the mockers amounts to this: the Lord has not come, therefore He is not coming. If there has ever been an illogical argument, that surely is it. It would be similar to saying, "We have never had an earthquake in our part of the world, so we are not going to have one." Everybody knows how foolish such arguments are. They have absolutely no basis in fact. The mocker's argument is like the ones many people use to establish the evolutionary hypothesis. They believe that the world has always operated in a uniform manner, and that leaves no room for miracles, including the creation of the world. Since they claim to find no hard evidence for divine creation, they deny that it ever happened. Their argument makes no more sense than that made by the mockers of Peter's day. Just because an event has never happened does not mean it will never happen. Just because Jesus had never come into the world before He did not rule out His coming 2,000 years ago. When men, whether theologians or otherwise, deny the Lord's second coming, they remove the very basis of our hope in Christ. Why would anyone become a Christian if Jesus is not coming back to claim His own? But both Jesus and His apostles continually promised that Jesus would return in God's own time. Please listen to these powerful words from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." 1 Thessalonians 5:1-2. Jesus urged His followers to watch, "For you know not when the Master comes, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly He find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all." Matthew 13:35-37. Thank you, and may God bless you.